الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله we thank Allah عز وجل for he is our sustainer provider, cherisher and nourisher. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are in the month of Rajabul Murajjab Sharif, Alhamdulillah, and this is the fifth special episode and edition of this beautiful series called Sultanul Hind, Patron of the Poor. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for He Azza wa Jalla through the blessings of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has afforded us another opportunity to speak about the Mubarak and blessed friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us get started, dear viewers, before we begin with the recitation of Durood Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are going to be listening to some kalams, naas, and manqabats as well, inshallah, in the praises of Sultanul Hind, Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تَحَارَةٌ وَغُسْلٌ There is a purification and washing for everything. وَطَحَارَةُ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَ الصَّدْءِ And the purification of the believer's heart from rust is As-salatu alayya, to send durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that through the blessings of reciting durood, the rust of the heart shall be removed. Allahu Akbar. Because there is a washing and purification for everything in this world. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to excessively and abundantly recite lots and lots of durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let us inshallah Azza wa Jalla move forward dear viewers and now we are going to be listening to a beautiful kalam Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Manqabas as well inshallah and many more things are going to be coming through in our program. We are going to be discussing about the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our discussion and our topic for this afternoon is the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Please stay tuned with us from now till the end of today's episode and program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kar do karam خواجہ کر دو کرم اپنے قدموں میں بلا خواجہ پیا اپنے قدموں میں بلا خواجہ پیا
اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا
اپنے قدموں میں بلا خواجہ پیا اپنے قدموں میں بلا خواجہ پیا
آہ کتنی دیر سے میں دور ہوں جانے کب میں آؤں گا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ. You are tuned to Madani channel and you are watching this beautiful program, Sultan al-Hind, patron of the poor. For those who have just joined us, alhamdulillah, marhaba, welcome to you as well. We are going to make dua for all those who are sick, for all those who have requested us for duas as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all your lawful wishes and bless you in both worlds. We are celebrating the Mubarak anniversary and urs of His Eminence, Hazrat Sultan al-Hind, خواجہ خواجگان خواجہ غریب نواز معین الدین حسن سنجری چشتی اجمیری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak spoken about the excellence of His blessed friend by revealing this verse and explaining to us their maqam when He says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal have no fear, nor do they grieve. Sadr al-Afadil, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he explained this very beautifully and he says that the word wali is from the word wila, which means closeness or success. Since the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla attain the nearness and the closeness to the Almighty, therefore they are known to be awliya. For they attain closeness and proximity to the Creator Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are those blessed and those Mubarak personalities that when they see the confirmations of the divine powers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When they speak and they narrate the praises of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They recite the verses of the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. When these Mubarak personalities would listen, they listen to the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. When they speak, they commence with the praises of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. When these personalities move around the earth anyway, then they would do so in the obedience of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. In short, dear viewers, these are those personalities that they would spend every moment of their lives in obedience to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they have no other aim and objective except for attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to them these amazing abilities and powers which are beyond explanation and beyond our imagination. It can be understood from the hadith, which is a very famous hadith, Allahu Akbar, that has been mentioned in the books. And from time to time, we often hear this when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned to his Sahaba and companions that Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, which is Hadithi Qudsi, when any banda and any of my slaves and servants attain my nearness and closeness, and this is the summary of what I am discussing, the hadith itself, that when they attain my nearness and closeness through those acts which I have made obligatory upon them, which is farb upon them, and aside from that, when they perform nawafil, Allahu Akbar, when they perform extra exercises to attain my pleasure, then I become their eyes through which they see, I become their hands through which they hold, I become their tongue through which they talk. This is in return when Allah Azza wa Jalla starts to love that banda, and when he becomes fana fillah, and they have no other desires and no attachment to this world, yet they live in this world. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla in return blesses them and bestows upon them these amazing abilities and powers. And these are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When they love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they will hate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They have sincerity and khulus in them. Their every action is in accordance to the teachings of Islam. They would not do actions which are contrary to the teachings of Islam. They abstain from minor sins just as people abstain from major sins. They will try not to even commit something which is small. Their efforts and their struggle is only to attain the pleasure and the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is all they strive for. This is all they work for. And when they leave the world for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then the world itself chases them and run behind them. This is the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that when they have destroyed and they have abandoned their pleasures and the luxuries and comforts of this world for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then what happens next is that subhanallah, centuries would pass, but they would never be forgotten, just as Khaja-e Khajagan, Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, ki kitne sadiyan guzar gayin, kitne hukumatein aayin badli, how many rulership and kingship and how many different types of hukumat and leadership came and went, kitne kursiyan aayin badli, kitne zamane guzre, kaise kaise mausam aaye gaye, lekin aaj bhi Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz ka naam chamak raha hai, aaj bhi. Even to date, his name is shining in the sky like the stars. Balki unke jo aashiq hai, unke jo ushaq hai, chahane wale hain, din ba din badhte hi ja rahe hain. وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُضِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who grants izzah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who grants respect and muhabba. And the love that you have in your heart for the awliya is the love which has been placed into our hearts through the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the command of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, as per the summary of this narration, that when Allah Azza wa Jalla begins to love any of his bandas, then he commands the angel, he calls Jibreel alayhi salam, and he tells him that, oh Jibreel, I love this banda you as well love him. Allahu Akbar. And then Jibreel alayhi salam is commanded to go and announce on the heavens that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves a certain banda on the earth, and I am commanded to love him, therefore you all are commanded to love him as well. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla commands the angels to go onto the earth and place the love of that banda in the hearts of people. We have the love for the awliya, for the saliheen, for the sahaba alayhi muridwan. Allahu Akbar. When we have this love for the pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is actually a gift that you have been chosen to love this person. And we should understand why we love the awliya. Why do we respect them so much? Why they are extraordinary? What different have they done to attain that maqam and status? Go through their seerah, biography, and study and learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There is so much that we could attain and learn from these programs, subhanAllah. So since we are discussing His Eminence Khaja-e Khajagan, Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and tomorrow is the last and final episode of series that we have on Madani Channel, subhanAllah, Sultanul Hind, Patron of the Poor. Let us discuss little brief history about Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, and tomorrow, inshallah, we will speak more about his karamat, more about his life. Today we'll be speaking about more of facts and factual reality, inshallah. That is that he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is Mubarak and blessed name, meaning the name of Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz is Hassan. Jiha, his blessed name is Hassan, and his blessed parents, from his maternal side and paternal side, both his blessed genealogies respectively meet from Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They are traced from these two princes of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now if you look at his Mubarak titles, itne beshumar inqi alqab hai, lekin jo mashhoor alqab hai is Mu'inuddin. Mu'inuddin is actually his title. Ghareebo ko nawazne wala, the one who is the patron of the poor. This is the title of our program, Ghareeb-e Nawaz. Allahu Akbar. Then from amongst his Mubarak titles is also Warithun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Warithun Nabi, Atai Rasul, Sultanul Hind are his famous titles. As far as his lineage is traced from Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. As far as his Mubarak parents are concerned, Sayyid Ghiyasuddin Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was a very wealthy and influential businessman of Sanjar. For he was born in an area called Sanjar, which is near Shistan or Shiristan. In current time, it's known as Iran, right? So Sanjar was the place where Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz was born. And his Mubarak father, Sayyid Ghiyasuddin, was a very pious and devoted individual. He was a pious man, and many miraculous karamat are famous about him, about his powers and his abilities. As far as his Mubarak mother is concerned, she was a woman of excellent character, subhanallah. Aside from that, she was a woman of worship and devotion. According to some narrations, the name of his mother is Mahnoor, whereas his father's name is Sayyid Ghiyasuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been mentioned about him that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, owned, or his father had owned, a watermill and a orchard, which is a very beautiful orchard. And subhanallah, at the age of 15, look at the trials and tribulations. He was to be a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was to be Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And this is how his life had begun, at the age of 15, when his father had passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The saya and the shadow of a father is taken away of his head. He is now without a father, and now he is running in this world as a source of livelihood, using that business and orchard and watermill as a source of livelihood to make some income in this world and support his family. He continued in that way for some time. And one day it has been mentioned that he was in his orchard. He was irrigating his land, his orchard, giving water to the plants, so on and so forth. And suddenly a pious, noble individual had entered into his orchard, who was none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Qandusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He was a great buzurg, a great and pious personality, subhanallah. When he walked in, seeing his nurani illuminated face, Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh hasted towards him and given him a place to sit under the shadow of a tree. Aside from that, he leaned on his knees and presented beautiful, fresh, sweet grapes. Allahu Akbar. Seeing his amazing and outstanding hospitality, that pious person then decided to give something special to Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So what happened next was, then he from his bag taken out a old stale piece of oil cake. He chewed it in his mouth. After chewing it over his mouth, and then he placed that muscle into the mouth of Khaja Gharib Nawaz. The moment it reached past his throat, the condition of his heart had changed. He experienced a sudden transformation which he had never experienced in his life. Something began to happen to him. A Madani revolution began to take place within his heart. And then the next thing that he has done was, he got rid of his business. That is to say, he sold up his business. He distributed the wealth of whatever he had earned in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla for necessary stuff that he had to do. And then he had set out in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He left his luxuries, his comfort, everything, a total different new life altogether. He goes to a place called Samarqand. He goes there to seek ilm-e-deen, for acquiring the knowledge of Islam. He wants to quench this thirst, and this thirst is the thirst of Islam. It is the thirst of the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is to attain knowledge of Islam, to become something, to do something, to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. And ilm and knowledge is important. The most important tool to attain the closest of Allah Azza wa Jalla is ilm. Without knowledge, without the manual, how would you know how to run in this world? Allahu Akbar. So Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi spent some time in the bargah of the ulama of that area at that time, subhanallah. It has been mentioned that he spent time in the bargah of Mawlana Sharfuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He goes to Bukhara. In Bukhara, he goes to Hazrat Sayyiduna Mawlana Husamuddin Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Aap unki khidmat mein kuch arsa guzare. Kul mila kar ke lagbag approximately 5 years he spent in Samarkand and Bukhara. Uske baad, subhanallah, he had to find his Piro Murshid. He became Alim, Hafiz of the Holy Quran Pak. In 5 salo mein, subhanallah, he furthered his knowledge, his studies, and he had attained knowledge in various branches. Allahu Akbar. Phir wahan se aap aage badhe, dusre shahar ab tashreef le gaye, in the search for a Kamil Piro Murshid. After he has attained the physical knowledge, now he wants to attain spirituality. He goes to a place called Harwan. And there he heard about a great sultan, Allahu Akbar, a great sheikh, a great wali, Ghawsul Waqt, the governor of his time, the governor of spirituality, Hadrat Sayyidina Khaja Uthman Harwani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Unka jab aapne naam suna, to aapki khidmat mein aap gaye. And then he became a disciple and murid of Khaja Uthman Harwani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He stayed in the service of his Piro Murshid for so many years. Allahu Akbar. Itne saal guzarne ke baad, in those years he made Umrah and Hajj many a times with his Piro Murshid. Ek hazri is tarah hui ki when he presented in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his Piro Murshid had blessed him so much. Khud Khaja Gharib Nawaz irshad farmati ki mere Piro Murshid ne mujhe itna nawaza. He has blessed me to this extent which is beyond imagination and appreciation. His Piro Murshid Uthman Harwani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Alhamdulillah, our Mu'inuddin Hassan is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we are proud of Hassan. Jinke baare mein Piro Murshid khud irshad farmaye, phir murid ki kya shaan hogi? اور پھر جن کے مرید بختیار کاکی جیسے ہستیاں ہوں, قطب الدین بختیار کاکی رحمت اللہ تعالی جیسے بڑے بڑے اولیاء ہوں, پھر خواجہ غریب نواز کا جو مقام ہے ہم کس طرح سمجھ سکتے ہیں؟ اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ. بہرحال, let's go back to what I was discussing, dear viewers of Madani channel. سبحان اللہ, he sold up, he traveled, and then he went into the bargah of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with his peer Murshid, and his peer sahab had then told him to make salam. After he was told to make salam, he said, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen wa Khatam al-Nabiyyin. A sound and salam was heard. The voice emanated from the Mubarak grave of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa alaykum as-salam ya Qutb al-Mashayikh. Allahu Akbar. He was granted and conferred with titles and sainthood and ijazat and all of these things from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and establish Islam in the city of Ajmer, which is the province of Rajasthan, India. He was conferred with the sainthood of Ajmer, of Hindustan. He was made the king of Ajmer and Hindustan by the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Islam was to spread through Khadr Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he sets out on this journey. It was not just as we take a flight, if you want to go from here to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, to bas tamam mulkon ke upar se urte hue hum chale jaate hain. He had to go. It was that zamana in that era. Subhanallah. Though he had power, he had ability, that was not impossible for him to do so if he had desired to do so. Ab duniya inke ghulam ban jaya karti hai. The one who becomes Allah's true servant, then everything in this world becomes obedient to you. And you will hear as we go along how it becomes obedient. Then Al-Khaja Ghari bin Awaz then goes to other cities. He spends time in the bargah of Ghose Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Aap Baghdad Sharif tashreef le gaye, phir wahan se aap Samarkand tashreef le gaye, phir wahan se aap aage tashreef le gaye. He goes to other cities and other towns such as Asfahan. He goes to Iskandarabad. He goes to Khirqan. الگ الگ شہروں سے ہوتے 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 آپ لاہور پہنچے. داتا گنج بخش علی حجویری رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ کے یہاں پہنچے. آپ ان کے مزار پاک کے پاس 40 دن تک آپ نے عبادتوں میں گزاری. چلا فرمایا, چلا means that he restricted and bound himself for 40 days in worship. He involved himself and engaged himself for consistent worship for so many days. اتنے دن گزرنے کے بعد as he was about to leave, and then he says, ganj bakhshe faiz alam mazhare noor e khuda naqisara peer kamil kamila ra rehnuma. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ganj bakhshe faiz alam mazhare noor e khuda. He speaks about this treasure of blessings, who is data ganj bakhsh ali hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that he is the treasure of blessings, immense blessings. Allahu akbar. He is such a kamil and a complete peer. Ganj bakhsh faiz alam mazhare noor e khuda naqisara peer kamil kamila ra rehnuma, that those who are incomplete, those shuyukh, those peers, those leaders who are leaders but they are incomplete, then he is sufficient for them. He is enough for them to complete them. And for those who are complete, he is enough for them as well. He is sufficient for them as well. Even they would take blessings and barakah from him. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, he left behind this couplet which is famous for so many years. Kitne saal guzar gaye hain sher aaj tak. Agar aap Mazar Sharif pe jaate hain to aap mashallah is sher ko wahan pe aap likha hua payenge, on the astana of Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move forward. Brief history, a little about them, but inshallah we have a Madani Guldasta. Ab aage aap Ajmer Sharif tashreef le jaate hain. Ajmer mein kya kya hota hai, kis tarah musibaton ka samna, takaleef ka samna, mushkilon ka samna. He faced different types of adversities, calamities, challenges. He has to spread Islam. He has to propagate the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye koi aasan kaam to nahi tha. Allahu Akbar. Lekin aapki koshishon se na jaane kitne hazaron laakhon kuffar, those people that were strayed into the bottomless darkness of infidelity and polytheism, they brought into the folds of Islam by fostering into them the awareness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the prophethood of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khaja Gharib Nawaz un hastiyon mein hain jinhone ye koshishein ki, through his akhlaq, through his adab, through his karamat, through his andaz, through his style, through his taqwa and piety, through his orations, through his speeches, through his amal and actions, he made people repent. ہزاروں لاکھوں لوگ جو مسلمان تھے لیکن غلط راستے پہ تھے, انہوں نے توبہ کی. They made توبہ, they repented and they became better Muslims. A revolution had taken place in their lives. Allahu Akbar. And then countless non-Muslims, as I mentioned, who were on the wrong path, who were in infidelity and polytheism, became Muslim through the assistance and help. That's how Islam spread throughout the world. آپ ساؤتھ افریقہ کی حالات دیکھ لیں کہ اس ملک میں صوفی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ جو چشتیہ سلسلے کے بزرگ ہیں, وہ اس سلسلے میں کس طرح تشریف لائیں, اور وہ ساؤتھ افریقہ کیوں تشریف لائیں. آج ان کی کتنے ہزاروں لاکھوں چاہنے والے, کتنے مسلمان بنے, کتنے ڈاکو چور لوگوں نے توبہ کی. How many people that were on the wrong path, that perhaps were committing sins in this world, اللہ کے اس ولی کے برکتوں سے لوگوں نے توبہ کی. اللہ عزوجل blessed them, توبہ کی توفیق سے وہ مالا مال ہوئے اور انہوں نے توبہ کی. توبہ کرنے کی جو برکتیں ہیں رحمتیں ہیں سبحان اللہ. ڈیئر ویوز آف مدنی چینل, بہرحال اٹس اندر ٹاپک آل ٹوگیدر. اف یو انڈرسٹینڈ دس فرام خواجہ غریب نواز ایٹنگ دیٹ روٹی دیٹ موسل دیٹ اولڈ اسٹیل آئل کیک دیٹ واز چوڈ بائی دا بزرگ اینڈ فیڈ ٹو خواجہ غریب نواز, انڈرسٹینڈ دا ادب اینڈ ریسپیکٹ دیٹ ہی ہیڈ گیون ٹو دیٹ بزرگ. ادب ہی کہاں ہے ہمارے اندر, با ادب با نصیب, بے ادب بے نصیب. ادب ہی اگر ہم سیکھ لیں, چھوٹوں پہ شفقت کس طرح کرنی ہے. وی ڈونٹ ہیو دس ان آور سوسائٹی, او وی ڈو اٹ الا ماشاء اللہ, لیکن وی ہیو لاسٹ دس. خواجہ غریب نواز شوڈ ریسپیکٹ ادب کی برکتوں سے. دیکھیں انہوں نے کیا دیا, سبحان اللہ, وٹ ہی ہیڈ اٹینڈ تھرو دیٹ بزرگ. فردرمور حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ رپورٹڈ کہ سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مجھ سے ارشاد فرمایا, سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خود ہی ارشاد فرمایا, او انس, دوز ہو آر بگ, جو بڑے ہیں ان کا ادب کیا کرو. شو ریورنس اینڈ ریسپیکٹ ٹو دوز ہو آر ایلڈرز اینڈ شو لو اینڈ افیکشن ٹو دوز ہو آر اسمال. یو ول بی مائی کمپینین ان جنت, یو ول بی مائی ساتھی, مائی کمپینین, مائی پڑوسی ان پیراڈائز. سبحان اللہ, ادب کی کتنی برکتیں ہیں. ادب سے انسان اسلام سے بھی نوازا جاتا ہے. موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام's people, the magicians who challenged موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام and said کہ آپ پہلے اپنا دکھائیں پھر بعد میں ہم اپنا دکھاتے ہیں. ظاہر سی بات ہے ان کو تو جادو دکھانی تھی. That was through the help of شیطان and he was going to show them معجزہ which is a sign of his نبوت. لیکن انہوں نے ادب یہ دکھائی, they demonstrated their respect and offered him کہ پہلے آپ دکھائیں, کیا آپ پہلے کرنا چاہیں کہ ہم پہلے کریں, آپ کا جو حکم ہوگا. یہ ادب کی وجہ سے اللہ عز و جل بلس دے مد ایمان کہ جب موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے عصا کو زمین پہ چھوڑا, جب وہ اجدہا بنا, when it became a huge serpent, then they all said آمنا برب ہارون و موسیٰ, yes we do accept the خدا who is the رب of ہارون and موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. لیکن وہ ان کو ایمان کس طرح ملی, تفاسیر میں لکھا ہے کہ ادب دکھانے کی وجہ سے ملی. To show ادب and respect, با ادب با نصیب, بے ادب بے نصیب. آگے بڑھتے ہیں, ادب کرنا سیکھیں. خواجہ غریب نواز رحمۃ اللہ تعالی دن من ٹو اجمیر شریف. اجمیر میں اب کیا ہوتا ہے, وی ول لسن ٹو سم مدنی پرلز, کچھ کرامتیں سنتے ہیں انشاءاللہ عزوجللہ کہ اب وہاں پہنچنے کے بعد وہاں ان کو ستایا کس طرح گیا. ہی واز ایز آئی سیڈ اپریسڈ, ہز فالوورز وور اپریسڈ. کبھی کبھی تانے دیا جاتے تھے, اف دے ہیونگ باتھ ان دا پھول وچ واز اے انا ساگر, اے لٹل پھول ریزرو ٹائپ آف اے تھنگ, جو آج بھی وہاں موجود ہے. مسلمان اگر وہاں وضو کرے تو پھر لوگ تانا مارتے تھے. دے وڈ سے دیٹ یو مسلمز آر میکنگ دس واٹر امپیور. دے ورنٹ الاؤڈ ٹو سٹ انڈر دا شیڈ آف اینی ٹری, دے ورنٹ الاؤڈ ٹو انٹر اینی ایریا آف دا پلیس. سو ایوری ٹائم دے وڈ ورشپ اور ڈو اینی تھنگ, دین دے وی اسٹاپڈ, دے وی سیڈ اے ہنڈریڈ آف ورڈز. Things were made difficult for them. So what were the challenges and what they had to go through? How magicians challenged Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala li. So Prithvi Raj, who was the Raja of that area, when he learnt about a pious, devoted person of Allah Azza wa Jal, a man of God as they say, a pious person came and he has followers. The Raja ko ye baat pochi, then he sent his most powerful and most senior magician known as Ajaypal Jogi, ya Jogi Japal ke naam se bhi mashhoor hai. And then this challenge was then brought about when the people came on the name of the king and the raja. The raja called all these magicians, come and show him what we can do. And then the magicians with their magic, they hurled stones and funny things, water and things from above. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz encircled all his muridin and followers in a circle. All the stones and everything that would come on his way would stop at the circle, but not enter in the circle and harm any person. Then suddenly when they failed and they could not win, then through their magic and their tricks and jadu and through the help of shaitan, achanak se paharon se saap girne shuru ho gaye. Itne saap girna shuru ho gaye charo taraf se that they began to stoop upon Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Lekin us circle ke andar, us hisar ke andar wo aa nahi paaye. That he had made a circle around his companions and his friends to protect their lives from the magics of these people. Phir last mein Ajaypal Jogi jab usko pata chal gaya ki hamara magic, ye jo main kar raha hu ye kuch kaam hi nahi kar raha, ab kya kiya jaye, then he tossed the deer skin into the air. He jumped off the ground to sit upon it and his flight taken him to a raised position. which cause anxiety to the Muslims who are with Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Huzoor, ab kya karenge? Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz hai to muskura diya. Kya karna hai? He gestured to his chappal mubarak, to his mubarak sandals. Us chappal ko bhi khabar thi ki Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz ne hame hukum diya hai. Itne log hai, lana kisko hai? There are so many people around here, lana kisko hai? The sandals of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz flies to the air and strikes him repeatedly upon his head so many times ki he surrendered himself. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz ke qadmon pe wo gir pada, toba ki, Islam qubool kiya. He became a murid, he pledged allegiance in the hands of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And therefore, unko musalman banane ke baad unka naam bhi Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz ne rakha, Abdullah, Abdullah, Allahu Akbar. Is naam se bade mashhoor hue the. Subhanallah, aur wo apne zamane ke phir bahut bade buzurg bhi bane. Subhanallah, he became a very devoted person, a pious man. He became a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the message, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that look at how Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala changed people like this. Infiradi koshishe bhi ki, publicly bhi aapne koshishe ki, shahar ke shahar, qasbe ke qasbe, he had changed people. Over 9 million non-Muslims embrace Islam. Ye woh darbar hai ki aaj tak koi khali haath lotaya nahi jata. Isliye, His Eminence says so beautifully,
Khaja Hind wo darbar hai ala tera, Khaja Hind wo darbar hai ala tera, Khaja Hind wo darbar hai ala tera, nahi mahroom nahi مانگنے والا تیرا کبھی محروم نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
What is the shan of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala li? It is beyond our imagination. The poet says so beautifully, subhanallah, he says,
Tu mu'ine ummat Mustafa
Mu'in means the helper. Zahir se baat hai is deen ke aap helper hain. Allahu Akbar. The ayat of the Holy Quran Pak is In tansurullah yansurukum. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak, If you help the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla will help you. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala li propagated Islam. He took out the kufr and the infidelity from the hearts of people. He removed them from the pits and the bottomless darkness of kufr and he brought them to light, dear viewers. Aaj hum jo musalman hain, aise karoron musalman honge sari duniya mein jo unki barkaton se unke abao ajdad jab musalman bane, subhanallah, in their generation and progenies to come, aaj kitne musalman paida ho rahe hain, inki barkatein, Baba Fariduddin Shakarganj rahmatullah alayh, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Ghauth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Allahu Akbar, it is through the efforts of these pious individuals, how could we ever forget them? So zahir se baat hai, is ummat ke woh mu'in hai, woh helper hai. Yes, dear viewers, the poet says so beautifully,
Tu mu'in ummat Mustafa, Tu saboot azmat Mustafa, Tu ata شان قلندری تیری شان شان قلندری تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے تیری شان خواجہ خواجگان تیری شان شان قلندری ہم تو نے اپنا بنا لیا غم دو جہاں سے بچا لیا غم دو جہاں سے چھوڑا لیا تیرا در ناز ہے تیری شان خواجہ خواجگان، تیری شان خواجہ خواجگان، تیرے در سے داغ جبی شان کتنا ہنسی ملا، یہ نیاز حاصل ناز ہے، تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے، تیری شان خواجہ خواجگان، تیری شان شان قلندری، تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے، تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے، تیری شان خواجہ خواجگان.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there is so many other karamat and so many other challenges that he had demonstrated, because they had put him through this problem, and he demonstrated those karamat not to irritate people, but rather to show them that Islam is the true religion. Islam sachcha mazhab hai. Jab unhone pani roka, when they said that the water is making, the Muslims are making impure, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz sent his murid and told the murid ki is pyaale ko zara le jao aur pani isme bhar diya jaye. Wo murid aage bada, and the moment he dipped the bowl into the water, clay pot tha, it was a clay pot, and the moment he dipped that clay pot into the water, bas anasaga, the entire pool, sara ka sara pani uske andar aa gaya, entire water came into it. Murid is shocked ki sara sookhi gaya hai, sara ajmer ka pani usne samet liya gaya. Allahu Akbar. This is the order of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jab ye kehte hain, when they talk through the powers granted by Allah Azza wa Jalla, jo ye baat kehte hain wo baat سچ ہو کر کی رہتی ہے. اللہ اکبر. تو پھر جب لوگوں کو پتا چلا کہ یہ خواجہ غریب نواز ہے، یہ معین الدین حسن، don't interfere with him, we cannot irritate and trouble the Muslims in this way, so they repented and they sought forgiveness and apologies from his eminence. And thereafter خواجہ غریب نواز told his murid کہ بس پانی کو واپس لوٹا دو. He taken the water in a bowl, and when he put it back into the pool, بس it became brimful. Subhanallah. Brimful pool, bas upar tak bhar pada. Subhanallah. Seeing this miracle, is shayr ke saath ikhtitam karte hain. Kisi shayr ne kaha hai,
ek anasa gar to kya sara jahan bhi kam pade, ek anasa de to kya sara jahan بھی کم پڑے. ہے کرامت میں بڑا پیالہ تیرا خواجہ پیا.
اللہ اکبر. کہ ایک انا ساگر کیا ہے؟ If the water of the whole world had to fit in the پیالہ, اس پیالے کے اندر اگر سمیٹنا تھا تو ساری دنیا کا پانی بھی آ جاتا. کیا ہے؟ These are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ye jo baat keh dete hain, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make it possible that the friends of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madini channel, baat aur hai inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We will complete this in our next episode, which is tomorrow, and that will be the final episode as well. We would like to place and record our gratitude and thanks to our technical team internationally and locally, mashallah. Our respected directors, mashallah, in overseas as well as locally, and to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, mashallah, who are watching this program right now, share this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha and send the thawab and reward. Recite Quran Pak, send the reward of that to all the awliya, to all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba, awliya, tabi'in, tabi'i tabi'in. Send it to the pious people, send it to your relatives, over the reward of your recitation to Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Aap in sabhi se zana shuru kar liye, subhanallah, inki seerat padhe, aapne apni zindagi kis tarah guzari, isko hum kal ke episode mein cover karenge inshallah azza wa jalla. Stay tuned with us for the other episodes that are going to be coming up on Madani channel. Until then, stay good, be good and do good. We leave you with beautiful lines and teachings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar. He says the friends of Allah azza wa jalla have three qualities. How many qualities? Three qualities. Teen aise khususiyat hai jo Allah ke dost hote hain, jo Allah ke khas bande hote hain. They become like the awliya, the friends of Allah. Wo kis tarah hain? Wo kaun si khususiyat hai? Number one, he says generosity like the ocean. Generous like the ocean. Allahu Akbar. He says affection like the sun, and the ability of his hospitality is like the earth. In cheezon ko hum apna le inshallah azza wa jalla. Namaz bhi padhe, acche kaam bhi kare. May Allah azza wa jalla accept all your lawful wishes and bestow good health upon all those who are sick. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The light of the mystics.